Well, for lack of a better term, we are doing another reverse punt. Let's be honest, I haven't tried that hard to come up with a better name. A few lessons learned from yesterday's effort where I reverse punted assists. Today we are doing rebounds and steals. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball. Head to the website, FBIBasketball.com. Our redraft leagues have just launched, so head over into our Discord server as well. B-Dub has them up and going. And we are also on YouTube. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Like, subscribe, rate, all that stuff. Another reverse punt. Still looking for a better name. Yesterday, if you tuned in, I did a reverse punt with assists. So basically what I was doing was targeting one category only, which was assists, and just seeing what the outcome was. So hoping that that would lead to me being relatively strong in points, threes, steals, and free throw percentage. Typical guard stats, was not the case. I was obviously very, very dominant in assists, pretty good in steals. That was about it. So went to bed, sadly, thinking about that and thinking about statistical correlation. And so obviously assists and steals, this is a very small sample size, obviously assists and steals do correlate quite well together. And then I was thinking, okay, so points, threes, free throw percentage likely correlate quite well together, leaving the other four categories, rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage, turnovers, to correlate relatively well together. So after doing that reverse punt, I thought, okay, I don't think it's as simple as just focusing on one category. So I'm going to pick rebounds as my category for this reverse punt, and with steals as a secondary category. So I'm going to focus on rebounds, but then just keep an eye on steals as well. And I have a feeling it might end a little better. I am drafting from the five spot in this one. So obviously this is, I'm picking where I draft. You don't always get to do that, but I'm picking five because I want to target Anthony Davis. So very good in rebounds, but good in steals as well for a big man. So it's just something I'm going to tuck away in the back of my mind, is I want to target these big guys. If they have a little bit of upside in steals, very good. But then when I grab my point guards, I grab my small forwards, while I want them to be good at rebounding, I also want them to be good at steals. And I have a feeling that that there will be a good chance that I can actually stock up on my steal numbers late. So like over the last four or five picks, I feel like there's some value there in steals with guys that, who can fill some of those guard and forward spots. So, yes, I will be going with Anthony Davis first, assuming he's there. I mean, I saw Luka fall to seven in a mock that I did yesterday or anyway, day before. So, yeah, fingers crossed, I do get Anthony Davis. Now, Wemby obviously would be a really good fit in this build as well. Let me just take Anthony Davis there at five. Wemby would be a really good fit in this. The downside in doing something like this is, while he is very good in rebounds, very good in blocks, field goal percentage and turnovers for a big man are not great. So he is going to drag down your field goal percentage a little bit, as well as sort of upping your turnover numbers. He typically gets the turnover, like same number of turnovers as your high usage guards, which is not surprising, but not doesn't lend itself to a build like this, as well as Anthony Davis. So I actually think he is potentially a better fit here. So with my second pick, I'm going to be picking sort of middle of the second round, obviously. I'm thinking of targeting, Sabonis, but he's gone already at nine for some reason, so it won't be Sabonis. So I'm hoping that Chet might be there. Şengün would be another one. So a center who gets rebounds, who will get me maybe 1.2 steals, and efficient. So free throws, don't care about. So and just looking at those rebound numbers, as you can see here, I have sorted my draft room by rebounds. And as with yesterday's draft, I'm not going to reach stupidly high. So Rudy Gobert is projected here to be the best player available in terms of pure rebound numbers, but I'm not going to take him in the second round because I might be able to get him in the third or the fourth round. So I want this to be as realistic as possible in terms of which players are available, who I'm taking, and not having to reach to secure some of these stats. So I can actually go with, now did Chet? Chet did not go. So Chet is there. Şengün is there. I'm going to go with, so I said I'm looking at rebound numbers. Şengün has the rebound numbers. He also has the steals. Look, I'm just going to go Şengün over Chet. I know Chet has the better block numbers, but I'm hoping that because I'm targeting rebounds, I might be able to get like a Gobert or a Mark Williams or someone later who will keep those blocks afloat. And some of the guys I've got in mind for later in the draft will actually get me 0.9, 1, 1.1 blocks as well. So starting off with Şengün and Anthony Davis. So coming back around, much like with yesterday's draft where I had to fill my center spots and my forward spots, this time around I'm going to fill my guard spots. So I probably need to get a guard relatively early. Fairly simple method. Just have a look at guards, sort by rebounds. Who am I looking at here? And again, not reaching. I'm not gonna take Brandon Podziemski in the third round because I don't need to. I'm not gonna take Josh Giddey. So DeJounte, good option for me here. Scrolling down a bit, Jalen Williams could be another option. Good rebounder, but keeping those steals in the back of my mind, he is a good defender as well. So they might be my two options here, DeJounte and Jalen Williams. And then we're sort of down into some of the lower guys, so I don't need to look there. So you could set a queue. And again, the purpose of this is just trying to simplify punting a little bit. So rather than going, oh, I really need steals, I really need to get those blocks. My hope here is that you, by targeting specific categories, minimal one or two in this case, it will actually just flow on and have a ripple effect to boost you in those corresponding or the categories that correlate well to the primary or first two categories. So I am up on the clock, Kawhi Leonard. So I can go both, and again, I'm keeping it simple. DeJounte has the highest upside in rebounds, so I am going to take DeJounte Murray. And the point guard spot, pretty tricky to fill out in a build like this. So, fairly happy so far. So coming back around, we've got a guard. We have a forward. We have a center. So I'm probably going to just go back here to all players and have a look at sort by rebounds. So I think for my next couple of picks, I probably could get away with drafting just two centers or looking purely at rebound numbers and really trying to boost that field goal percentage blocks, those flow on or ripple categories as well. So I'm going to be picking at 44. So, yeah, look, 44... it might be Gobert if he's there. His ADP is 47, X rank of 56. So it might be Gobert. It might be, who else would I look at here? Duren probably in that range as well. Yeah, Bam. I mean, these are mock drafts, so some guys go early, some guys fall, and they won't typically fall. So for example, let's just go back to let's sort by ADP. So Bam is there. He's typically going at around 30 to 35. If he was there for me at 50, I'm not going to take him because it's not realistic. I want to try and keep this as realistic as possible, even though obviously he would be a really good fit in a live draft with friends or with money on the line. He won't be available, so I don't want to use him as an example if he is there. Jalen Johnson, another really good fit in this build if you're drafting. So he went at 38. So that's sort of early. So if you're drafting, that would make it late. Oh, I don't know. I get all these mixed up. Anyway, in that range, he would be a good target as a power forward who efficient, gets steals, gets rebounds. Another player to keep in mind. But realistically, he was never going to fall to me at 44. Gobert is still there. Jalen Duren is there. Jarrett Allen, another guy that's there. I'm probably going to go with Gobert, I think. Not exciting at all. Maybe a small reach. I think he's typically going after pick 50, but at 44, I don't think it's a significant reach. And as we know, as you get deeper into drafts, the room for reaching becomes greater. So I will take Rudy Gobert there. Boost those rebound numbers a lot. Coming back again. Yeah, look, I want to look at a forward, but I probably could get away with another center. There's a nice little run of centers in this 50 range. Duren, Jarrett Allen, DeAndre Ayton, Nick Claxton, Isaiah Hartenstein, Mark Williams, these guys all go in this range, typically in a real draft. We'll see where they go in this one. So that's, I guess, practicing, doing mock drafts, getting to know, watching us, the analysts, we've done a lot of mocks and more will be coming out, getting to know where players are being drafted. Gives you a good indication of who you can target at certain ranges here. So, like I said, I feel like I can fill out some of those supplementary spots, a shooting guard or a small forward later, after pick 80, after pick 100, because I will be in such a good position with my rebounds, obviously, and then hopefully because of that, I'm in a good position with my blocks and my field goal percentage and my turnovers that I can target someone in the second last round, who is going to be good at rebounds, good at steals, and might not shoot the ball well and might turn it over a bit. But I'm okay in those categories. So, again, keeping it simple. We were five picks away from me. So 53 is where I'm picking at next. So I'm looking at rebound numbers and then secondary to that, looking at steals. So very simple. Scroll down here. Who's going to give me rebounds and who is going to potentially get me the most steals? Josh Hart, according to this, and use whatever projections you want to, Josh Hart would be the best fit for me there, but I'm not convinced on him. I just don't know what his role is going to look like. So I want to try and get someone who's going to get me a steal game. So Isaiah Hartenstein is actually jumping out at me here as a nice target at 53. His ADP is climbing to this range. He probably goes a bit later in most drafts, around 60, but I don't think he'd be there for me at 68. So, yeah, happy to reach half a round here, as I did with Gobert, to get Isaiah Hartenstein. So very solid here. Şengün, Gobert, Hartenstein, Anthony Davis. So you'll see I've built really nice foundation here based on that rebound, focusing on rebounds. And then I think my steals are okay, given I'm yet to really target that category. Hartenstein will give me one. Şengün will give me one. Davis will give me 1.2, 1.3. and DeJounte 1.5 maybe. So I think, I think I'm pretty good there. Now is when we probably want to start leaning into steals, but look for value as well. So if someone, what are we going to be at? 68 with my next pick. So if potentially Mark Williams is sitting there, maybe I take him because I think he's a potential top 50 player. It does mean I'm really loaded up on those centers, but this is a two-center league. Again, I wouldn't do a two-center league if you're setting up a league or joining a league. But he might be someone I get here. No, because he's gone. So let's have a look. Who have we got that's going? And just have a look at this ADP number here. So I'm going to be at 68. And look, maybe it is that I just go to forwards and potentially I sort by steals. Let's have a look at what steals, who's floating around here, who's going to get me some rebounds, who is efficient-ish, who I think is a good pick at 68. I like Anunoby. Steals, not inefficient, but I mean, 49%, he's not going to shoot enough that's going to drag me down a significant amount. If we look at guards, none of these guys jump out here as players that I want to target now. And if we just go to back to all players and sort by rebounds, again, look, no one I don't think that I have to take here. There's obviously some good players there, but I'm actually going to go with probably a bit higher than he's been going, but I'm going to go with Anunoby there. Not terrible in rebounds. He's not elite, but he's certainly, I would say, average, if not slightly above average for a small forward. Fills out that position for me. And let's have a look. So let's go back to rebounds. So I'm going to be at 77 next. So do I just target another center? Let's have a look at all players. Clint Capella's there. Yeah, look, I mean, DeAndre Ayton's an option. What's that, 77? This might be a case of, though, I don't really want to take him because I don't think realistically he's going to be there. And he's not. He goes. Okay, so that's good. I don't have that conundrum now. You could start making a queue now, like just with some of these later guys, like a Kongwu, a sneaky good fit for this build, efficient, gets rebounds, upside on the defensive end. You could start plugging some guys. Trace Jackson Davis is another one late that I could get. All right. So we're coming up on me now, 77. Again, having a look at steals and rebounds, so combining the two. And, I mean, there are some good guys here, but it's too high. I don't need to take them now. So let's have a look at let's sort by steals. Let's maybe we focus in on that secondary category a little bit here because there's a bit of value. Caruso is not a terrible fit here. It fills in that guard spot for me. Efficiency, yes, not great. But, look, I'm going to draft Caruso. Very good defensively for a guard and a decent rebounder. He's not, again, like Anunoby, he's not going to be great. But the point of this is that we want to focus on a secondary category. And that steals. And I think having Murray, Caruso, Anunoby there, that they're three elite potential top 10, top 5 maybe steals guys. So I have started to fill out these complementary, supplementary, whatever we want to call them, So let's go back to sorting by rebounds, and we're going to be at 92. So this is where I could start looking at some guys here, like a Zubats, if he's available. Jakob Poeltl, another one. Dan Gafford, Walker Kessler. Okongwu is an interesting one. I think he should be going in the 80s or the 90s, but as you can see here, his ADP is down at 120, and I'm going to be picking at 92, 101, 116. So I could, in theory, wait three rounds to get him. But yes, start setting a queue now. So maybe we have a look at so we've got some rebounds. Let's plug a few guys in here. So Zubats, Jakob Poeltl, Walker Kessler. We're having a look at rebound numbers and then steals. So Josh Hart is still sitting there, but as I said, I'm just not convinced. Not convinced. I'm going to put a Kongwu in there. And then some guards. So Amen Thompson, someone I'm ending up with quite a bit. I think the Thompson brothers are actually good value. And I think in a build like this, perfect, perfect. Very good defensive numbers, efficient enough, and very good rebounders from the guard or wing position, wherever you want to plug them into your lineup. Khalil Ware is a late guy. And then we're sort of, we're down. Taylor Hendricks, another guy I'm ending up with a bit. And we are coming up on me here at 92. So it might – Zubats is there. No, very good rebound numbers, very efficient. He's not great in terms of steals. Neither is Poeltl, neither is Kessler. Okongwu, I think, has the most upside there, but they're all pretty similar, to be fair. Let's see who's available. Their ADP is pretty similar, all in that 100 range. Kessler, obviously, in terms of blocks, has the most upside. His role again. I'm not set on his role this year just yet, not with Utah. So just waiting for Mr. Fuglas to draft. And then I think I'll go with one of these centers here. A benefit, although, to Okongwu, to be fair, is he does have forward eligibility. So as I said in last night's draft, you do need to keep an eye on that on your roster and filling that out. So I might actually take Okongwu here purely because I can put him into that forward spot, which gives me a bit more flexibility with my final picks. I don't have to worry as much about targeting a forward if I find a center that I really like. So only spot I've got left to fill out is a guard spot. And this range here, 101, I'm actually really happy to take a man here. I think he only needs 25, 26 minutes to be a top 100 player this season. He was really good down the stretch last year, and obviously Houston were rolling out sort of with some injured lineups and things like that. But I think a pick 100, there's not a lot of meat left on the bone if we're looking at pure value, but in a build like this where I don't care about his free throw percentage, I don't care that he's not going to score. His turnovers are not terrible. He's probably at 1.5 to 1.7, so that's okay. But as I said, very good defensively, very good rebounder, as is Asar Thompson, but Amen seems to be going about a round or two ahead of him. So I might be able to get Amen here because my next pick after that is 116, and I'm just not sure he'll be there. I'm surprised Zubats is still there, 98. And, yeah, I mean, maybe maybe I consider Zubats here. Certainly the best option in terms of pure rebounding. Do I take him and then take a chance and hope that a man is sitting there for me at 116? He's been going earlier, but I'm taking him earlier. So I'm in my mind, I think, oh, he's going to go inside the top 110, but that's only because I've been drafting him there. So maybe, yeah, he's still there. Okay, well, I'm going to go with Zubats there, and Amen Thompson will definitely be my next target if he's there. So let's have a look at now. Let's sort by steals. And this is, as I said, like a Marcus Smart doesn't really fit this build because of his field goal percentage, but with guys like Davis, Okongwu, Sengun, Gobert, Hartenstein, Zubats, my field goal percentage should be good enough that I can absorb a Marcus Smart. Let's throw Tari Eason in there, actually. He's another good player for this build. Dyson Daniels, again, free throw percentage, field goal percentage, not great, but good rebounder from the point guard spot and very good defensively. Jaime Jaquez is not a terrible guy. He's not a guy I'm really targeting this year, but I think he's going to play a pretty consistent role and should get, yeah, I'd say 26 to 28 minutes. And he does a bit of everything. He'll get me one or two steals. Well, that was quick. Thompson is there, though, so I'm going to take him. That fills out my roster. So we've got three spots left. There must be a few auto picks. Yeah, there's a lot of auto picks. So three spots left. If we're being realistic here, I need another guard. So I dropped Dyson Daniels in there, didn't I? Yeah. So Dyson Daniels, actually someone else who I just thought of who is good for this build is Ben Simmons. And yes, I know it's preseason hype and all of that stuff, but I'm hoping that he can finally get back on the court and stay healthy and play well and turn some of those rumors and things like that into actual basketball. So he's sort of going all over the place. I've seen him go as high as 110, 120, and then I've seen him not drafted at all. So really depends who's drafting, I think. But yeah, I've got some good steal options here. Jaime Jaquez, Dyson Daniels, Tari Eason, D'Anthony Melton would be another one that I could grab here. Let's just sort by rebounds again. Yeah, I think the projections here are a bit high for Tari Eason, to be honest, but I'm not sure I see him getting all those numbers, but time will tell. Pajemski, as I said, let's throw him in. He's a really good rebounder. As a guard, Andre Drummond as a last round, although I probably don't need Drummond because I think I'm good enough in what he would offer me. Rebounds, really, and some steal upside, but I think rebounds I'm pretty good. And as I said at the top of the show, with the team that I built and was planning to build with targeting these centers in the middle rounds, I don't need to focus as much on rebounds. A little bit more on steals. All right, let's go with... do I just take Asar? What are we? 125. Yeah, let's go. Let's go the Thompsons together. Asar and Amen. This is going to come back round to me really quickly because we've got all these. So we want to look at, probably just a bit of a mixture here, rebounds and steals. And I've got Tari Eason there. As I said, I'm not convinced that his stats will line up with what they've projected here. Taylor Hendricks is intriguing. So maybe we go with, let's take Taylor Hendricks. we're really just taking flyers at this point. We're at 130s, 140s, 150s. Chances are one or two of these guys are going to be dropped. So with my last pick, I'm probably going to go Dyson Daniels or Ben Simmons. We'll see who is available. I think Simmons has the higher upside. What are their projections for him? So they're only projecting him to play 40 games. So his numbers, as I've said a number of times, the Yahoo numbers are their totals, not their averages. So his projected numbers here are not great. I hope he can play 60 to 65 games. But Dyson went. Okay, well, Dyson went at 145, so that makes my decision a little bit easier. I will go with Ben Simmons or Tari Eason. Fairly similar skill set. Good defensive stuff, some rebounds. Obviously, Ben Simmons has more upside in assists, but I don't care about assists. His field goal percentage is better as well. But Tari, yeah, so they're both there. Yeah, I mean, their projections here, as I said, for Tari are pretty phenomenal, to be honest. They're projecting him at, 1.3 steals and a block with, I don't know what that is, 7 rebounds or something. Oh, my God. Well, okay. Well, it took Vince. Why did it take him? Why didn't it draft from a queue? Oh, maybe it. Oh, hang on. Maybe it did. Oh, it gave me Khalil Ware. Okay, yeah, that's my bad. I had the wrong person at the top of my queue. So there you go. Change your queue, put it in order. I don't know how that'll impact my build, actually. And look, I'm a fan of Khalil Ware as a late round pick. I probably don't need, but no, I mean, some upside in blocks. And I mean, Ben Simmons isn't even going to be drafted by the looks of things, and neither is Tari Eason goes with the last pick. So Ben Simmons wasn't even drafted. So I could just go and drop him. All right. So if we remember back to last night, I was toward the bottom. I feel like I wasn't last, but I'm sitting, if we're just looking at Roto scoring here, I'm fifth and pretty close. So the top two teams are sort of way out in front. And then there's a bit of a bunch there of the next four, and I'm in that bunch. So rebounds, let's start with rebounds. And I'm obviously, yeah, pretty convincingly ahead there. So that worked. So we drafted well. The stats that I said correlate with that are field goal percentage. And I am first by a pretty good margin. Locks, first by a pretty good margin. And turnovers, first by close. So there'll be, that's... And turnovers are a bit iffy, obviously, because games played, everything. So the four categories that I... Well, the rebounds I targeted and I'm first, so good. The correlation across those other three categories, really good. I'm first in those. Steals, third, and relatively close. So that's where I probably, if I had drafted Tari Eason with my last pick there, I might be, I don't know if I'd be first, but I'd probably be, I mean, they were projecting him for 103 steals, Khalil Ware for 37, so that's 66 steals more, which would put me at, it actually would put me first. So if I had taken Eason as I was going to, I would be first in steals. So, yeah, look, overall, I think that one is certainly far more successful than the one we did last night. I think the correlation of those four categories, it's tied in nicely. Whereas the assists, which I targeted last night, really only correlate strongly to steals and not that strongly, which leaves the other three categories. So the next one that I do, we might do another one tomorrow, will be, I think, points. I think I might do points as my primary category and with the hope that correlates to being strong in threes and free throw percentage. And my secondary category would have to be assists, I think, because that will then correlate to assists. But the points should also correlate, not a strong correlation, but should also correlate to assists as well. So that might be my next one. So it'd be very similar to yesterday's, but rather than targeting assists, I'll target points with assists as my secondary category. So yeah, no, again, let's go through my team draft board. So picking at the five spot, Anthony Davis with my first pick, Şengün, DeJounte Murray filling out that guard spot early, Rudy Gobert, Isaiah Hartenstein, so those targeting those centers in those middle rounds, OG Anunoby starting to lean into steals, Alex Caruso, again, leaning into steals, but also not taking my eye off rebounds. Both of those guys are good for their position. Onyeka Okongwu, Avita Zubac, so swinging back around and then just going steals heavy late with the Thompsons. Taylor Hendricks, decent in steals, and it would have been Tari Eason if I'd just been paying attention. So, no, pretty happy with that, pretty happy with that. So hopefully that made sense, and hopefully these do lead to some simplified strategies when punting and not necessarily concerning yourself with five or six categories, but rather just two, and hoping that that, yeah, as I said, flows on to those other categories. I said all the stuff at the top. Remember to like and subscribe, and head over to Discord. B-Dub has those leagues launching today. I think he launched them today. So jump into those, and I will be back with another one potentially tomorrow. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.